Is this thing on? It's my second week in the overseer's quarters. I found an old pit boy, like the ones they're given when they're sent out into the wastelands. He has a whole stash of them in one of his file cabinets. I found them this morning while I was cleaning his office. He's away now, probably making sure the vault operations are running smoothly. Sometimes he leaves us, his harem as he calls us, alone for entire days. And other times, he stays with us for a long time. I'm getting used to life as a breeding girl. It isn't so bad, I guess. The overseer told me terrible stories about what lives outside the vault doors. Evil men who sell women for money or drugs, irradiated mutants. He said that he sells the ugly girls away, but the overseer isn't really an evil man. He just wants to make sure that I'm a good girl, and that I understand that while life in the vault isn't always easy, it is better than life outside the vault. The overseer spent a lot of time lecturing us girls. He told us how the work we are doing now as his breeding girls was of the utmost importance to ensuring the vault continues on. He said that it may be that we are the last of the civilized and non-mutant people. Oh no, he's here. He caught me with the Pip-Boy. But he let me keep it. It's really cool. It can record audio, obviously. And it has a health status screen, which tells me that I'm rather bruised up. That's fairly obvious, too, if you can see my legs and my backside. The overseer was really mad at first. He beat me really bad. When he came back, I tried to hide my Pip-Boy behind the overseer's chair, but he saw me coming back around it. He was really mad that I was not on my knees, and he threw me by the wrist into the floor and told me with venom in his tongue to stay. He found the Pip-Boy and looked at me in a way I had never seen him look at us, even Alice, who he was never pleased with. He walked right up to me and slapped me across the face. I was so scared. I thought he might kill me, or worse, exile me out of the vault. He was merciful, though, and gave me 50 lashes with his bamboo cane on my legs. He hit my thighs, my calves, even the bottom of my feet. I cried so hard. Then he asked me if I wanted to keep the Pip-Boy. I did. I like talking to it. It makes it all a little easier somehow. I told him I wanted to keep it, so he told me I would have to earn it. He whipped me with the flogger then, really hard, all across my upper back. It was something called leather. He said I was a bad girl. He told me I lost the privilege to clean and prepare food with the others. Well, six of us breeding girls. To punish me, I have to stay in the cages next to Alice. I hate it here. It's hardly big enough to kneel in the way the overseer taught us to, with our knees spread far apart and our chest straight up. I don't know how long I slept for after last night. My whole body seems sore. I'm going to sleep more, I think. There isn't much else to do in here, other than talk with Alice.